Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Today, I want to grade some of our political leaders in their effectiveness in serving the agriculture industry. Start with President Obama. He sets the agenda. I want to give him some consideration. He inherited an economy in freefall. However, from the cornfields of the Midwest, from the cotton fields of the South, or the livestock operations across the land, his agenda has focused on big city voters. His agenda has been a push for bigger government, more regulations, and a spending binge that we have never witnessed before. His grade is a C. Maybe it should be a D. He has three more years to try to bring it up. I remind you that Bill Clinton did just that. We shall see. Secretary Vilsack is next. I give the secretary an incomplete. I give him the benefit of the doubt because he works for the president, and in order to push his agenda, he must get support from the White House. And I don't think the White House has farmers and rural America very high on their priority list. I remember that when I stepped in as Secretary of Agriculture, I asked President Reagan to lift the Carter grain embargo. I faced strong opposition from Cap Weinberger, Secretary of Defense, Al Haig, Secretary of State. It took me 3 months to get President Reagan to announce the lifting of that grain embargo to the Soviet Union. And one thing that slowed the whole process down is the president got shot during that time frame. There are all kinds of internal forces working for you and working against you. And now we can turn to the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, Blanche Lincoln. She's new in the job, so I'm not ready to grade her either. What I have heard her say is encouraging. She supports expanded trade with Cuba and rural development. She's in no hurry to pass cap and trade. She's not convinced that farmers are going to get a fair shake out of it. And speaking of a fair shake for farmers, House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson gets a solid A. He's been tenacious in battling for the ag industry. He fought to protect our interests when the cap and trade bill was pushed through the House. He said up front that nothing good would come out of the Copenhagen climate meeting. And he never accepted the indirect land use argument that grain for biofuels could cause conversion of non-agriculture lands here and abroad. As we look ahead, the Ag Committee chairs in both the House and Senate will have a very tough time simply because the leaders of those bodies, Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid, are not tuned in to rural America. In fact, the Obama administration and the legislative leaders are dominated by big city politicians. Rural America is not even on their radar screen. Now that's my report card. I hope I can give some better grades at the end of 2010. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as